Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Mankind change is the only solution to solve the problems of the world. We need a spiritual revolution. Conscious guidance based on inner will. Pure, not influenced by politics or a mission to kill. Invisible seed of purity, goodness, the high grey wheel of natural and supernatural power is not in the second, the minute, or the hour, but existing life before, here, and after. Life is of living with unity and laughter. Are slaves of their own egotism, insecure, lonely, and deprived of real vision of the relaxed life of harmony, of unity. One community, instead a world of division and a world full of hatred, one nuclear explosion and the planet gets fated, so we need to wake up and eradicate greed. Join resources together and partake of the we. Stressed to the max, everyone working just to pay tax, to pay for the weapons, the bombs, and the oil. When all that's really needed is one seat on the soil, the seat of equality, of justice and peace. Awareness, then life is a breeze, so the next generation can forget about violence. No threats of war now, the streets they are silent, except for the music, the birds and the laughter, because human with a spirit live on ever after. From the very beginning, we all talk to the drum, and this is the vision of the world to come, to come.
Okay, amigos, that was quite a long break, you know, from 6 o'clock till just till this time, right? Right, okay. Well, I want to say that some of the music that I've been playing is all dedicated to, as you were a regular listener to the show, it's all dedicated to Pachamama, you know, trying to save the environment, you know. And tell you something, I want to be honest with you guys, you know, right, straight away. The thing is, like, I'm believing less and less in the politics that are going on right now in the world, you know. So that's what I was saying earlier in the year. Excuse me. Yeah, politicians are more and more disappointing, you know. The more I get to know the politics of the politicians of today, that's not going to put me off completely, you know. It's just not going to put me off the way I vote, the way I support people now. Of course, I support the liberation and the freedom and peace for the Palestinian people right now who are suffering. And I whatever these signatures, collecting signatures and support for the Palestinian people, I'm there, you know. But there's not much, you know, I can do apart from just talking about this on the radio and spreading the message of support for this Palestinian cause, you know. So and I take it very, very much into heart, you know, because we suffer in Chile when we had a coup in 1973, 11th of September 1973. How ironic that is, you know, 11th of September. The armed forces took over the government, imprisoned a lot of people, killed a lot of people, executed political leaders, party leaders, union members, teachers, even priests suffered the consequences. Priests who were actually on the side of the people, helping the people with charity work, you know, with helping the poorer, helping the orphans, helping the people. That's what the religious people are supposed to do, because that's what religion is all about. It's about helping each other, helping the people, not helping the poor, helping the ones who are suffering. So, yeah, even those people suffered the consequences of the coup. You know, the coup took place in 1973, as I said, on September the 11th. And it's for us, it happened until we came over to England. You know, this took place in 1973. So I left England, Chile, with my family in 1975. We were helped by the United Nations, Amnesty International, Human Rights, and, you know, Geneva Convention, Red Cross International. All these agencies were there to help us, to help the prisoners and the people in the concentration camps who were being tortured day by day, until day after day after day after day. So we thought, well, this is all these organizations are very good organizations, very fantastic, you know, because they help the suffering, the people who are suffering the consequences of a fascist, cruel, and malicious regimes, you know, around the world. So we trusted them. I did trust them because they helped us out, and we were exiled into coming into the UK. Many of the Chileans went all around the world. You can find them everywhere in Europe, you know, Spain, Italy, the Netherlands, you know, France, you know, Belgium, you know, others went to other places in the rest of the world. You know, they all, some of them ended up in Russia, some of them ended up in I don't know, United States, you know, and because we were given the choice, you know, that, you know, a number of countries, a list of countries, you know, which country would you like to go to as an exile, you know? So the ones who decided out where to go were the actual relatives who were in prison at the time. They decided, you know, where they were going to take their families, you know, where they were going to go and live in exile, you know, whilst the dictatorship was still in power. So everything was going really, really fantastically okay, you know, to help us, right? And also, I already heard about them helping other causes around the world. But lately, in the last 20, 30 years, probably, you know, these organizations have been working with, supposedly, inverted commas, you know, working with human rights and you know, helping people who are suffering. But there's not much being done, you know. I mean, what the United Nations, for example, in 1982, they signed a paper saying that they condemned, you know, the invasion of the Gaza Strip, you know, by Israel, you know, by the Zionist Israel. but that's it. They signed it. And then they signed it again. 11 times they were signed. I had a massive poster on my wall in the 80s, you know, with the times, you know, that they signed the you know, the certificate, the document, you know, condemning the invasion of the Gaza Strip, and but nothing's been done. Can you imagine? I'm talking 1982-83, but this invasion, this abuse started many years ago, before the 80s, right? So all these years, you know, have been going on. Our cause for us to be helped was about 2 years after the coup. And why is it taking so long for these people to help the Palestinian people? And this is the big question, you know, because it's all to do with money, business, money. Okay? And I'm really, 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 really sad, you know, that these Palestinian people are going to face the new year in torment, you know, in suffering, still suffering. Nothing has been done to help them. They've been pushed more and more and more out of their territory, out of their land, you know, and nothing's been done. Nothing's been done. Absolutely nothing. You know, the Zionists, they stopped the aid, the food aid, the medical aid, you know, all the aid to these poor people, you know. And really, really sorry. So I don't think I personally haven't had a very good year, you know, apart from my own health. Hasn't been that brilliant, okay? But my health, I mean, I'm here. I'm being helped. I go to the NHS. They help me out. They operated my heart. They operated my foot. You know, they give me medicine. They help me out. They keep me alive. They keep me going, you know? And this is what I'm thinking to myself, you know, right, what am I crying for? I mean, I shouldn't be crying about my suffering, because my suffering compared to the suffering of those people out there who are being killed and executed and genocide, you know, every day, every minute of the day. Right now that I'm talking about this, how many Palestinians are being killed, you know? So my suffering compared to theirs is nothing. These guys, zero, you know, zero. At least I'm here, I feel safe, you know? And this is what's happening around the world, you know. Why these people complaining? Why so many immigrants in our countries? You know, in Europe, it's full of immigrants. Yeah, because Europe is safe. Who's going to bomb Europe unless you create a war and start fighting each other? You know, the Afghanistans, you know, they're not going to come to Europe and bomb Europe. You know, Libya, they're not going to come over here and bomb Europe. The Iraqis, they won't do that. The Yemenis won't do that. Who's going to come to Europe? So what happens is that Europe is bombing the rest of the world. So therefore, those people there, they think to themselves, are we going to go and find, which is the natural thing to do, which is the obvious thing to do. Everyone with the right mind would think the same thing. I want to go to a safe place. I don't want to die. I want to live in a safe place, comfortable, you know. So where do they go? Europe. So that's what it is, you know. So stop complaining about immigration, you know. Stop bombing the countries and you'll have less immigrants, you know, coming to your country. So, yes, I've been in this country 50 years, you know, and I think of this country going up and down, up and down. This country was brilliant. It's brilliant. It is. Can you imagine compare this country to all the countries around the world? Third world, I'm talking about, right? Third world. Because the Europe, they always make sure that they themselves are okay. Even though the Prime Minister right now, you know, he's not doing his job properly with the UK, you know, all the veterans, all the pensioners, all the this and that, all these things going on because of greed and selfishness. And I say it's a really sad thing, you know, because this country is well off, you know, it's got plenty of money, you know, plenty of money. And all the countries in Europe, I mean, in fact, Europe is rich, you know, compared to the rest of the world. So, yeah, my friends, you know, I'm afraid, you know, that I hope, fingers crossed, that the next year that's coming, you know, is a little bit better. Things start to get going, you know, on the actual train of the happiness, the train that we're all going to get on this train, you know, to go. The train of hope. We're going to call it the train of hope. A hope and prayer that things are going to get a little bit better, you know. So many people out there, you know, who have lost their relatives, their children, and everybody, you know. How can you expect them to celebrate? You know, when you're celebrating here the Christmas, you know, you're celebrating the people, you know, paying homage to the people, tribute to the people who actually come from where the real, I'm talking about the live people who are still alive, are suffering. You know, so have a bit of empathy for those people out there. You know, if you celebrated that day, Jesus Christ and all these religious ceremonies and things, you know, those things that you celebrated, they came from there, from where these people are being suffering right now. So, get my point. I hope you do. I think you do, but it's not much. People that really think, oh, you know, I can't be bothered, you know. But you should be bothered because it could happen to all of us. You know, if you support genocide and this genocide is going to start to spread, you keep supporting it, the more you support something, the bigger it becomes. So be careful out there. Be very careful because you never know when this could be knocking on your door next. Anyway, my friends, you know, I hope that you have a good next year, you know. I mean, okay, Happy New Year. I'm going to say the word happy, right? But I really mean a good year.
vida, lucerito sin vela, mi sangre de la herida, no me hagas sufrir más. Mi vida, bala perdida, por la Gran Vía, charquito de arrabal. No quiero que te vayas, no quiero que te aleje, cada día más y más. Mi vida, lucerito sin vela.
Aquí no pegamos los ojos.
Mi vida, charquito de agua turbia, burbuja de jabón, mi último refugio, mi última ilusión. No quiero que te vayas, cada día más y más. Mi vida, lucerito sin vela, sangre de la herida, no me hagas sufrir más.
Aquí no pegamos los ojos. Aquí no pegamos los ojos.
Mi vida.
Sí, señor. En sus ojos se veía una infinita tristeza.
Hey, amigo, ¿cómo estás esta mañana? ¿Recuerdas algo de lo que te ocurrió ayer? Ya sé que no te importa, te llueve por la noche, camina todo el día y vas en busca de tu ser. En tus labios brilla una sonrisa que penetra en lo más hondo de mi ser. Ya sé que no te importa, tienes que seguir, tú debes conseguir que nada te ate aquí. En tu mente ya lo pone todo tal como ha de ser. Sigues luchando y podrás lograr al fin tu ser. Sonrisa que penetra en lo más hondo de mi ser. Ya sé que no te importa, tú tienes que seguir, tú debes conseguir que nada te ate aquí. En tu mente ya lo pone todo tal como ha de ser. Sigues luchando y podrás lograr al fin tu ser, al fin tu ser. Sigue luchando tú y podrás lograr al fin
La luna se levanta, tiento a tiento, suena el sol en palma y queda un manto de cristal al firmamento. Hay susurro que la noche deja, soledad, el resto y gemido, campanilla en trino, la pena, soledad ebria de poderío, arrobate a mí.
Alameda, and before that was Triana. Okay, compadre Manolo. I could not find Alessandro Mesa here amongst all the, I've got thousands of CDs here, but I could not find the man. But I found something pretty similar that I want to play for you. This is from Manolo Arroyo, who is listening to the show. And thank you, Manolo, for the tapes. I've been listening to them, you know, I'm trying to locate them into what I could do with them on the show, you know. So probably next year, it sounds like a long, 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 long way, but it's only next week. Next show, I'll probably have something arranged, you know, to actually use the sound of those tapes. Really nice, actually. I was listening to them and quite relaxing, you know, and helped me to go to sleep because it's kind of like really relaxing sounds, you know, water. Wow. Good stuff. Anyway, Manolo, I've got this song for you. A couple of songs for you, actually. But Lisandro Mesa, maybe next week I will have with me. I want to try and find it. I had it. A CD by Alessandro Mesa, but I'm afraid I could not find it here amongst all these thousands of CDs that I've got in front of me. Anyway, here goes for you, Manolo. ¶¶
media pesadilla, la media pesadilla, la media pesadilla la que anoche a mí me dio. Que vi la novia mía, que vi la novia mía, que vi la novia mía convertida en un camión. Una voz misteriosa, oí que me decía, tú serás mi conductor. Y yo muy asustado y sin saber manejar, todito le movía pero no podía arrancar. Ay, qué le pasa a mi camión?
¿Qué le pasa que no arranca?
Con tan buena conducción. ¿A quién le pasa? ¿Qué le pasa a mi camión?
¿Qué le pasa? ¿Qué le pasa? ¿Qué me arranca?
Con tan buena transmisión.
Que está dura la palanca.
Le tocaba el arranque y nada. Yo le daba manivela y nada. Le buscaba por abajo y nada. A la bomba le chupaba y nada. Encrochaba de nuevo y nada. Revisé la batería y nada. Hasta el claxon le tocaba y nada. Me bajaba y le empujaba y nada. Ay, qué le pasa a mi camión?
Qué le pasa que no arranca?
Con tan buena transmisión.
Qué tan dura la palanca.
Ay, qué le pasa a mi camión?
Qué le pasa que no arranca?
Con tan buena transmisión.
Qué tan dura la palanca.
Yo me volví a subir, yo me volví a subir, yo me volví a subir porque ya quería aprender. Y yo estaba pensando, y yo estaba pensando, y yo estaba pensando siquiera soy mal chofer. Yo le di a toda prisa y ya me iba a arrancar, y ya me iba a arrancar, pero en eso desperté. Oí que me decían, pobrecito Miguel, está bajo de la cama, ¿qué le puede suceder? ¿A qué te pasa, oye Miguel?
Que te sube, que te baja de la cama.
Dime, dime, ¿qué te pasa, hombre Miguel? Qué te pasa, oye Miguel?
Que te sube, que te baja de la cama.
Qué te pasa, hombre Miguel?
Que acabaste con la cama.
Le tocaba el arranque y nada. Yo le daba manivela y nada. Le buscaba por abajo y nada. A la bomba le chupaba y nada. Encrochaba de nuevo y nada. Revisé la batería y nada. Hasta el claxon le tocaba y nada. Me bajaba y le empujaba y nada. Ay.
Thank you.
Eso, yeah. I'm playing some of my favorite rhythms from Latin America. To me, well, I like all the rhythms from Latin America. They're all fantastic. But, if I don't want to complicate my life, you know, by trying to dance to salsa, salsa is a bit like a salon, you know, like a ballroom kind of thing, you know, and it takes a while to get to the steps and, you know, the moves, you know, everything. So, and cumbia is kind of like, it's how you feel, you know? It's a bit like reggae, you know? It's like how you feel, it's how you move, you know? So, you don't go to, not heard, maybe they have, cumbia lessons, you know, to dance how to dance cumbia. Because cumbia, you move, you know, like, once you dance salsa, you got it for cumbia. Simple as that. Okay, we're going to play some more cumbia for you guys. And then I'll say the goodbyes. Not yet.
Y aquí llegó la reina. Capoteando el vendaval se estremecía e impasible desafiaba la tormenta y un ejército de estrellas la seguía tachonándola de luz y de leyenda. Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo.
Era la piragua, era la piragua.
Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo.
Era la piragua.
Capoteando el vendaval se estremecía e impasible desafiaba la tormenta y un ejército de estrellas la seguía tachonándola de luz y de leyenda. Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo.
Era la piragua, era la piragua.
Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo.
Era la piragua. Era la piragua.
Majita, es para ti y con mucho cariño. Ay, cumbia.
This is for the Chileans. You remember Chile?
Si vas para Chile, te ruego que pases por donde vive mi amada. Es una casita muy linda y chiquita que está en la falda de un cerro enclavada. La adornan las parras, la cruza un estero y al frente hay un sauce que llora porque yo la quiero. Si vas para Chile, te ruego, viajero, le digas a ella que de amor me muero. El pueblito se llama Las Condes y está junto a los cerros del cielo. vas para Chile, te ruego que pases por donde vive mi amada. Es una casita muy linda y chiquita, que está en la falda de un cerro enclavada. La adornan las parras, la cruza un estero, y al frente hay un sauce que llora y que llora porque yo la quiero. Ay, si va para Chile, te ruego, viajero, le digas a ella que de amor me muero. El pueblito se llama Las Condes y está junto a los cerros y al cielo. Y si miras de lo alto hacia el valle, tú verás que lo baña un estero. Campesinos y gente del pueblo te saldrán al encuentro, viajero. Y verás cómo quieren en Chile al amigo cuando es forastero.
Okay, amigos, we come to the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you guys are going to join me next year again, next Monday. I'll be with you for as long as I live, right? Anyway, just enjoy the end of the year party that you're going to go to. Enjoy the food, enjoy the company of the people. Because we only live once, amigos. So, therefore, I hope that you are going to enjoy it for the last time this year. And then next year, it's going to be a different, I don't know, plan, idea, you know, projects, you know, everywhere. Everything should be a little bit better. Love one another and free Palestine.
Agarrando los pedazos de una noche que no me suelta.